Welcome, everybody. Hey,
is that your program? That's your polder bits?
That's my little polder bits there.
Cool.
Hey, everybody. It's Steve Weiner and Adam Curry here. Adam, where are you right now?
I'm right next to Dave Weiner.
Where? In what city?
I'm not allowed to say...
Don't make the mistake again.
No, right? South Beach. We're in South Beach. I'm not allowed to say Miami.
Miami.
South Beach, FLA. We're in Dave's room because he has... After you bitched and moaned for 3 days, you finally got upgraded to the executive fucking suite.
I got the fucking tits here.
We were happy you got it. Everyone like...
Best room in the fucking place.
Please give Dave a fucking better...
Oh, we got a great view. I should go get my camera right now and take a picture
Can I cue up a song?
You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Okay, hold on a second.
This is dorm room. This is Trade Secrets dorm
room.
Dorm room
style. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Let's try this one. Hello, everybody. Let me just play a little tune for you here, my piece.
I dedicate this song to you, my dear old ex. The loser I was fortunate to lose. For some time still your memory blows an ill wind back to me. And just one little sniff gives me these
doo-doo blues.
Meadow muffins in the moonlight. Donkey droppings kissed by dew. Prairie pucks out on the pasture. These remind me of you. Lizard lumplets in Laredo. Doggy dumplings on my shoe. Grizzly grunties in the gloaming. These remind me of you. When you jumped on my heart, you thought you'd soiled my psyche forever. But I'm wiping it off.
We got a great movie to go with this music, man.
Really? Oh, yeah.
I think this is
I'm gonna keep this. I have other songs.
I'm gonna upload this mofo.
Are we gonna upload the right now?
So
what is the microphone on this? Is it this little?
No. The microphone's behind the computer between the two.
Oh.
Do you see it back there? It looks like a little penis.
No. It looks like a little butt plug. Is what it looks like.
Oh, it's a butt plug. That's right.
Oh, wow. Can I? Let me pick that.
That's exactly where the pickup is.
Right, of course. That's exactly where I shouldn't have touched it. Really? This is a Sony?
Yeah.
It's my first Sony butt plug.
It was what's cool about it.
I've never seen this microphone.
It's a conference room omnidirectional. That's why it's shaped the way it is.
Oh.
So you stick it in the middle of a conference room table, and you get a group. That was the microphone we used for the Burton Thursday night meetings. So I plopped that down in the middle of the room, and that was what we used to webcast.
Is that going to pick up you very well from over there?
It probably will, actually. They'll be able to hear me, but I'll be, drowned out by the music, given that it's on exactly the same tabletop as the speakers are.
Yeah, okay. If I turn off the music?
Maybe we should, move the speakers onto the floor.
Okay, well, let me put the music back.
I'm wiping it off.
Hey, this is sort of like the late evening to set the tone for people. Oh, there's my phone. I wonder who this is. I think it's Phil Woodley.
Welcome, Phil Woodley, to the show.
Hello. I knew it was you, Phil. Phil, I just wanted to say we're doing a podcast right now, a Trade Secrets podcast, but if you don't mind, we could have our conversation with the podcast going, or I could go in the other room.
Well, Dave is
good for quite a while.
Let's
talk right now. I don't think anybody will be able to hear me.
Right on.
So, yeah, Adam says right on.
Right on.
Right on. So, how you doing, Phil?
I'll play a song.
I'm great.
Another song for
Pardon
you all.
Me? Having a blast, yeah. It's a great little scene. I love Cuban food. And I didn't even know that. And I'm here with, real good friends. And we're talking about the stuff I love, so, you know, what could be better, you know?
Excuse me.
Yeah, Miami's nice.
Let's see, what can we play here? That'll be nice.
Mm-hmm. But what are you trying to do? What's the goal?
Maybe we should talk. Are we back on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air.
Hey, we're on the air. Maybe we should talk a little bit to the people. Huh? What do you think?
Yeah. Well, hold on a second. We have someone on the phone here.
Matt, it takes you a few tries before you get this right. This is like the sixth time I've started this audio thing to you.
I freaked you out, didn't I?
What is it?
It's an audio comment. I just played it like someone was on the phone just to freak you out. Clearly it worked. Let's hear what he said.
Sounded like they were talking to me.
Let's hear what he says.
Adam, this is Jim Christian up in London. Just to let you know about the new podcast I'm doing called the Positive Podcast. Available from www.
Okay.
What? You don't want to let him give you the URL?
Oh, yeah, no, I'll give him the URL. But it was posithink.com.
Posithink.net.
So that's how you do it.
That's how.
Oh, these are the secrets.
Yeah, I'm showing you my secrets. Is this not trade secrets?
Oh, hold on.
Where I show you secrets of the trade?
Let me get my butt over there.
Secrets of the trade? This is really low on volume. Is that okay?
Well, where's the microphone?
Well, here, where you put the plug.
Oh, it's all the way over there.
Well,
it's better that it be low.
Well, then let's move it towards us. Let's move it towards
us. As I was saying before, let's see, we're, 6 minutes into this right now? Wow. We have room on the disc for 52 hours, 11 minutes, and 4 seconds.
Should I make some coffee?
You think we can fit it all in? I don't know. I also took a movie.
Yeah. Oh, you did a movie? I thought you were just taking pictures.
No, let me set the milieu. Okay.
The milieu.
So, yeah, I took a movie out the window. It's like right now it's 5:30 p.m. Eastern time, and the sun is kind of going down. Our window here faces east. So we won't actually see the sunset, but we will see it reflected, off the building across the way from us.
Right.
And I just took a movie of people on the street out in front of, on Collins Avenue, which is where the hotel is.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, we're sitting up here in my very
luxurious suite.
Beautiful suite.
It's the one they keep in reserve for that one guy who's going to keep moaning and bitching.
Well, I tipped the guy rather nicely, actually.
Yeah, you did.
I did. I gave him $20. And of course, there's going to be somebody on the internet who points out that Dave would have to be a millionaire in order to be able to tip the guy $20.
Well, right? You know, George Bush did send $10,000 of his own money for tsunami relief.
There you go.
It's only the richest family in the United States.
Well, and you know, I'm doing my part. $20.
$20.
And unfortunately, the guy's, well, fortunately, I should say, his family was not included, as far as I know, in any tsunami. So, all right, having set the stage and explained myself, which I probably will have to do many more times during this podcast, I'm looking at, what is this, a PowerBook? A titanium power book?
I don't know if it's actually titanium.
By the way, what are you doing with that piece of paper there?
I'm rolling up the smallest, thinnest spliffage I can.
May I take a picture?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, let's get the paper. By the way, I need to tell the folks at home a little story, in case you're listening. I was at the, you really want me to take a picture of this?
Oh, like no one knows about this, right?
Well, you know, I'm taking a movie, actually.
Oh, oh no, not a movie! Dave's not here, man! Dave's not here!
Talk about bad hair. I don't
think thank you.
You're going to like that one.
Probably not.
No. Anyway, I don't think you should. I think Customs listens to Daily Source Code.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think they're flagged your passport, dude. I don't think I'll be carrying. Okay, you can take it out with you, but I wouldn't be coming back to the U.S. anytime soon.
You know, but whenever Mick Jagger or one of those guys, whenever they get caught, you know, it's like it's a big news release and he's in jail for 3 hours.
Well, now I get to say what Lloyd Benson said, that I knew Mick Jagger. Mick Jagger was a friend of mine.
And, let me tell you.
You are no Mick Jagger. Although walking down the street with Adam Curry, everybody, here in
Miami.
I'm sorry, I don't go for the South Beach shit. I think we're in Miami.
I
went walking around this place. I went walking around. I went for my daily walk listening to, by the way, The Daily Source Code, the one where Madge promises to sit on your face.
Oh, I'm still waiting.
It's really hot. It's really, really fucking hot. Oh, anyway, and speaking of, the weather outside was pretty hot, too. And I was walking around, and there are some dumps around here. I got to tell you, this is not, you know, it's glamorous, and it's, you know, it would probably look really good in the 50s, but there's a lot of rundown shit going on
but
around
here. But that's what this is about here, the South Beach area. This is where... All when it's winter in New York, this is where all the models, and it's just, it's warm. They got to keep their tans, you know, going. They got a rollerblade here.
This is where they come. They rent a cheap apartment.
They rent a cheap apartment.
11th Street and also, Collins.
But there is quite a, there's a big fashion industry here that people, of course, will eat shit for to get into. Or there's movies. There's a movie industry.
Yeah,
down
we saw
here.
A movie in production, actually, didn't we?
Yeah. It's a
pretty,
pretty
amazing place here. It's nice. If you like really hot weather, it's a really nice place to be. I mean, here we are, what is it, January 7th or something?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, so I'm looking at Adam's setup here. He has something that looks a lot like iTunes, but I guess this is what a Mac looks like, right?
How long has it been since you've seen a Mac?
It's been a while. Okay. Obviously. Really? This to me looks like iTunes. It's got the...
No, it's just a folder. This is just a...
Yeah, I know. It's just a folder, right? Right. What's the folder
is
again?
Yeah.
Sorry.
So I bumped into these guys on the street as I was doing my podcast today. And it was great because they were selling their own CD. And
I heard the story, by the way.
You already heard the story?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay. You want to hear some of the music?
Oh, this is... Okay, you have to give the intro because they won't... People at home won't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Right. So well, I bought
it... Do you think anybody can actually hear us?
Why not?
I don't know. The graph is jumping. Yeah, it's okay.
The mic is right there.
Yeah. What does the mic look like to you again?
Like a butt plug?
Okay, thanks.
Now, when you're driving in your car, do you have that? Do you use this microphone?
No, I don't use that microphone.
You use the headset microphone?
I use the headset and the...
So you look like a fucking alien while you're driving with the headset
microphone? No, I look like the pilot. I mean, I'm driving my pod. My theory, actually, you know what? When I got that car in 1999, right?
Really? It looks good for a 99.
It's cherry, actually. Look at it. It's got... almost 50,000 miles on it. It's not exactly a brand new car no more. Mm-hmm. And so in 1999, which I think was before the iPod came out, was it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got to let you know, I called that car my pod. Okay?
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. And you know what my rap was? I said, basically, everybody should be issued one of these at birth.
Here's your pod.
And good luck and have a great life. You know, it's like a human being should have a pod. And this seemed to me to be... the
perfect
thing,
pod.
Yeah, no longer so. I mean, there are so many car features that I lust after that simply aren't in that car now that, you know, it's like, you know what I want. Do you know what I want?
Hey, you showed it to me. The Honda?
Yeah, either a Honda Odyssey or a Dodge Grand, a Chrysler Grand Caravan. It's called Town and Country. Chrysler Town and Country. Top of the line to Chrysler.
I've owned Chrysler. Chrysler's a pretty good car.
With the leather seats.
The lizard? You mean the Corinthian leather?
I had some brain damage, actually. I had, like, what is it? Madge's friend, Gussie?
Oh, Alzheimer's. He's got Alzheimer's. No, he works at Pathmark.
Listen, actually, this reminds me. There's the podcast directory. I wonder if I can take a picture of this. A picture.
Yeah, let me get rid of
a picture of this feature.
There you go.
The question is, how long before this is a Madge world, okay? Where, like, everything is Madge. Where you walk down the street, you see Madge.
Like Tootsie.
Yeah.
Like Tootsie. Remember the Tootsie
craze?
Yeah,
that's where the idea came from, I guess.
You have to get closer to...
Have a zoom in.
Yeah, can I show you something that a Mac can do that Windows doesn't have?
Well, hold on. Wait. Let's do an A-B comparison here. I happen to have a Windows machine right next to this motherfucker, right?
Right.
Okay, and now let's get a picture of these two side by side. And the folks at home can decide for themselves which machine is cuter.
Well, look at what I can do with my screen.
Well, that's really something. God, I really wanted to do that.
Well, for a picture you do, I'm zooming in. That's cool. Look at that.
It's cool. I wonder if... Oh, that is kind of nice, actually. I'm taking movies of everything here. This is none of this. You know why?
Yeah, because this is going to be our...
It's multimedia. People can sync this up. They can take the audio recording... and sync it up with this, because this also
has a time code in it?
There's an audio track. They can hear us.
We can sync it up, too. No, maybe not.
Here, hold on. Yeah. Just, okay, give us a little soliloquy for the folks back home.
Hey, it's Tim Bird, the Birdman, everybody. How you doing? Welcome to 104.3 FM here in sunny Florida, South Beach.
I'm not sure I want to see that. That was terrible.
What do you mean that was terrible? It was real.
You're not supposed to see that shit.
See what?
See people talk like that.
What do you mean not supposed to?
You're only supposed to hear it.
Oh yeah, that's true. Well, there's a reason why those guys are usually on the radio.
Yeah, because it makes their face do weird things.
Hey, you want to see my directory scanner run while we're doing this?
Oh, cool.
So check this out.
What is the directory scanner?
The directory scanner. So, did you get a picture of that or only a video of the...
Oh, you want me to get a picture?
Maybe
okay.
Just get an... Oh, that would be kind of fun. Why don't I do a screenshot?
Well, nothing's fun about it, actually, but we can do it anyway.
What happened here?
The screensaver kicked in.
Do I need to... I can take a shot of just this.
Yeah. The question is, will the flash go on?
Of course.
No.
No?
Do you want the flash to go on?
No, because you won't get it. Okay.
Yeah, it looks terrible.
Looks like shit.
We have to make it work without the flash.
Okay.
So some asshole said that I shouldn't hold... He said he could tell that I was holding the camera and looking through the monitor and not through the lens. Right? He was... He's true. I'm always shooting like that. The problem is that I have a bad spot in my eye.
Mm-hmm.
And if I look through the lens,
you
actually don't see anything.
But isn't this... This is direct output.
Oh, absolutely. But what he says is that if you do it this way, you get a blurry picture. But I have a secret for that. Watch what I'm doing now. Do you see what I'm doing?
You're taking a whole bunch of pictures.
And the computer in here knows which one's the best.
Really?
It knows which one is
this
the best.
This camera does that?
This has got
it. Does it discard the old ones, or does it give you an option?
Discards the old
The bad ones.
It keeps the best one.
And Dave Weiner, what camera is this?
This is an Icon Coolpix 3200. This, my friend, let me position this for you. We were talking about positioning.
Mm-hmm.
This is the brownie for the 21st century.
The brownie?
The brownie. Don't you know about brownie cameras?
No.
Brownie, oh, you're too young.
Please. Can I sit on your knee while you tell me the story?
Shut up. Oh, fuck you. I'm so verklempt. The brownie was the thing that you got for Christmas. Christmas.
I think my mom had one.
Christmas 1957.
Yeah, and it came in a brown, like, leatherette. Carrying case with a
strap.
I don't
know about the case. I don't even think they were brown by the time I came around.
Oh, okay.
They were these square cameras that had flash attachments on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they cost like, $20. And they made them in the millions. Everybody had them. And it was the thing that made photography become... So it was sort of like the Model T.
Was that a Kodak product?
I don't know. We can look it up. Obviously, let's look it up on the web. But I don't know if it was Kodak. I think that it was generic. I think everybody had made brownies, basically. And so this thing goes for about $250, which probably is about the equivalent price today, adjusted for inflation, right? Yeah, there you go.
The brownie camera
page. And the thing that makes this like a brownie is you turn the fucker on and you point it at something and you click
works.
The shutter and it takes a great picture.
Yeah, it just works.
So this is like a camera that everybody can use. And I've tried a lot of them. I had a Sony. Thinking that would be the brownie, of the 21st century.
These brownies? No.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, okay. That's really the box camera is what I call it.
Well, no, the one above you'd call a box camera, but the one below, well, maybe I can't see it that well. It's a little far away.
List and description.
Go back to Google, okay, and click the images link. The picture is the most useful thing here, I think. Yeah, those are old brownies.
That's probably getting close to what you
had. Yeah. Yeah, they had brownies like in
oh, here, the one with the pop out. That's kind of cool.
That's way old.
Yeah.
They had brownies like in the 20s and the teens and stuff like that, of course. I wasn't born until 1955, so I wouldn't know.
This is the one that here, this is the brownie like the plastic shell. Those came out when
I was So when around. You were a kid, what kind of camera did your parents have?
My dad was a Super 8 millimeter guy. And we lived in Uganda for 3 years.
You did?
Yes.
You lived in Uganda.
Yeah, when Obote was still president.
Not Idi Amin?
Just before. We left when the tanks came rolling in. That's when
Idi Amin. Good timing.
Well, yes, it was.
Everybody.
I remember a lot because we lived in this humongous house. I remember a lot of things, just a little child memories. But anyway, we have at least 100 spliced together rolls, like big rolls of 8mm, Super 8 home movies.
Cool.
Yeah. And one day, I keep promising myself, right? One day. So anyway.
Anyway, the directory back. There's your list of...
That's your iPod of directory right there.
But look how many are managed by someone else.
Yeah.
Your business, comedy and humor.
How could we explain that to people? I mean, it is such a cool thing, but I think so few people really understand.
I like what Doug Kay did with IT Conversation.
He built out
like
his whole tree. His
yeah,
own tree.
It's yeah. like he's got his own free.
So Doug kind of gets OPML then, doesn't he?
Yes, Doug
it's
does.
It's sort of like you can build your own trade show booth. It's like a trade show, and everybody gets to build their own booth. And
right.
You can make it as big as you want, and we don't charge you any more.
Exactly.
For it.
So, exactly. So what I did is I wrote this software, or the script, let me put it that way, and here's scan iPod or directory. So now it's going to go through this. Actually, it sucks in a new, fresh copy.
Interesting. And it does op.go down, stuff like that?
No.
It compiles the XML?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's faster.
Yeah. So,
good.
See, now it's already, he found a new URL, so it's putting that into a new URL bin. But this is, I asked you about the Posi, here it is, the Posi Think podcast. So that's already in the directory. So that's going to pop up in a second as new.
So you found a new one?
Yeah, it found the new one. Now, what it's doing basically is it's trying to pull in the RSS to validate the feed, which it may not do. If it can't validate the
feed... How does it validate the feed? By just compiling?
By compiling,
to
yeah.
To see, you should shoot it over to... We should make it possible for you to shoot it over to the debugger, feed debugger, and let it do a more detailed comparison.
Well, here's what I'm doing. The way I put it is, if your feed's not right, then the directory scanner is going to skip you this time.
Right, well, we can put a better test in there for you.
Okay.
I mean, just being XML is not enough to say that it's a feed.
No.
Right? Because it could be wrong format. It could be wrong XML.
And actually, the compile that I'm doing on the XML safeguards me against a lot of that.
Sure, you probably caught a lot of problems that way. People make honest mistakes and they point to an HTML file. And, it's unfortunate they made the mistake, but you don't want to add their mistake to your world.
What I think is happening right now is I think our connectivity just... Oh, there it goes. See, now here you go. So it's traversing the entire file. And so it's also... Now it's connecting to itconversations.com, so it's going to traverse the IT Conversations OPML file.
That's excellent.
Yeah, but our connectivity fucking sucks again. See, now it's sitting there. I don't think itconversations.com.
Hey, well, this is running. Yeah. How's the? I'm only up to like Tuesday in the daily source code. So, how is your connectivity in Guildford going?
Ah, I'm glad you asked. I don't know 100% for sure, but
really?
I have all the technical. I'm in the technical email loop. You know, so they give you, and this is a business broadband. It's not a consumer broadband. And so it's kind of like they'd be sending these messages to the IT manager of the Curry Corporation in Guildford.
To make sure it goes to the right place. You don't want to take any chances.
No, of course.
You wouldn't want the CEO of the Curry Corporation to see that.
Now, so basically, I can plug in the router, it will work, and they noticed that I hadn't. I always like it when they noticed that, and they called up.
So they can see the router over their net?
Well, they see the router that is not connected, because the router is still in the box. Because I would have to instruct Christina or Patricia. Now, I don't know what the router looks like in my head, so...
Maybe we could get a scripting news guy to go over to your house and set up...
And install it.
I mean, well, you're going to be back when on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Monday, whatever, yeah.
Hey, you have the long flight. So you're going to get that great upgrade going back the other way?
I don't know. I don't know. You know.
That's the dream upgrade. Everybody wants that, my boy.
Up and back. And, of course, that's the sleepover flight when you really want the bed.
You want it up the other way.
Well, I got it coming here, but that was like a day flight.
Right.
So I'll leave at night.
It's the other way where,
where you want the...
You can't avoid the sleepover.
No.
It's a 9-hour flight. Plus
no, it's going to be less. It's 9 hours coming over.
Yeah.
It's not just tailwind, it's a different route. We had a tailwind, actually, and it still took 9 hours. They just left later.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's like it wasn't such a coincidence that we landed here at the same time. I knew when your flight was coming in. I didn't really know, but I kind of knew. It was sort of like I had a feeling when it was coming in.
I actually thought I was coming in later, but okay. See, there it goes. Connectivity here is blowing. But then, okay, so let me just explain.
Not blowing so bad because it's not dying.
No, well, that's what I'm worried about. Oh, that'll just run. And so what this does is when it finds new podcasts, it's going to open up an outline for me. It's going to put the new podcasts in. But those podcasts have already been posted on iPodder.org through XML RPC.
Really? Already now?
No, the minute you'll see, it's going to pop open
an outline. Automatically?
Yeah, it's going to pop open an outline. It's going to say, here are the new podcasts, and the outline's already with a link in them, so I can copy and paste
it. But is it a new one for every one, or do you put only one new post on iPodder.org? You put one for every
one new one? For every new... Yeah, because sometimes if people have a nice long description in their RSS feed, that shows up.
Oh, really?
So I'm pulling all that in. So I'm basically linking to your homepage or your URL.
Some people feel good about that. They immediately, on arrival, get a place
And
do they flame you for that, by the way?
Who?
Everybody.
Flame me for what?
For doing that.
For doing what?
For being a nice guy.
Oh, yeah, of course. People love flaming nice guys. Nice guys lose, Dave.
That's what I heard.
You don't know that?
They're losers. I heard that so much.
Hey, look, here it comes. You see? Here, it opened.
Yeah. What is that? That's
so these are the new...
What's new?
These were found. Well, this is just my workspace, what's new.
Right.
So I can then paste them in wherever I want, because I also maintain nodes. I don't know where this shit's coming from. So usually what I do... It's still processing, right? So it's still going through everything. I'll go over. This is cute. Firefox looks like shit.
Yeah, I think this room has a virus.
Oh, here we go.
My computer over there, totally disconnected from this one.
There you go. New podcast.
As of right now.
Yeah, see? Here they are over here.
2:42 p.m.
See? This is just pulling in the description.
2:42, but it's not 2:42.
This
it's
is
5:42.
But this server is on.
You know what? Should I move all the servers back to
East Coast
time? Because I'm not planning on going back to the West Coast anymore. That's it. It's over.
Yeah.
Some point I'm going to do that. I've been wondering when the right time to do that is.
Oh, the stinking podcast.
It's like when I was a kid, we'd go bowling, and my mother, I would make a mistake in scoring the game, and my mother would say sometimes, well, you know, maybe that's what you'll bowl. So, you know, it's like, don't change it. You know, maybe you'll get 3 strikes in a row, you know? Whatever. So maybe I'll end up back on the West Coast. I figure I need to give this a little burn-in. But then everything that I post today gets pushed down. I'm kind of pissed about that.
Well, no.
No comments on...
Excuse me. You posted really early. I haven't run my scan.
Yeah.
You had your time.
You're right.
No comments.
You're right. Yeah.
On your great, wonderful post.
Well, read it out loud, okay? This guy explains what podcasting is. And frankly, I thought this was one of the most pithy descriptions that I've ever heard.
Okay, but why would anyone comment? I mean, you're sending people off to read his thing, right?
I know. Okay. They didn't really want to read
Podcasting it. Shows once again how a commercial technology invented for a specific purpose, in this case, the digital music player, which reached its pinnacle in the Apple iPod, can be creatively repurposed to more democratic ends by independent software developers, that's us, using open technologies RSS and XML.
Thank you, by the way, for noticing. And fuck you, I'm talking to the guy who wrote that. It's like, there was a perfect opportunity to stroke us. And they didn't
He's calling right now.
Hello. Hey, Ron Bloom. We're doing a podcast right now, believe it or not. Is there anything you'd like to say to the people? I don't think I'll pass that one on.
Oh, boy.
It was a little racy.
I don't want to know.
A podulate. Oh, good. That's good.
Oh, Ron's feeling better.
P-O-D-U-L, the number 8, because that would be the official way to do that, right?
Podulate.
So why don't you come up? Why don't you come on up? Oh, you're on the 3rd floor, aren't you? Why don't you pop on over and say hi to the people with your own voice? All right, we'll see you soon.
Cool.
Ron Bloom, everybody. Ron is ready to do a podcast. You know how I know?
How?
He says, hey, everybody.
No, really?
No.
No.
I made that up. Yeah, but it was pretty good. I had you going there for a second, didn't I?
Certainly.
Yeah, this is the College Dorm Room Podcast. The Trade Secrets a la... So play some music for the people.
Right on, baby. Can I choose? Can I be like... I got music from the guy that I met on the street.
Of course. It's up to you, baby.
Here's the song Half Dead Niggas.
Well, you're likely to get in trouble for that one. They're gonna
They gave me this. It bought the CD off him.
Yeah, but no, he's not going to get you in trouble. Somebody who doesn't like the word cunt is going to get you in trouble.
Okay, then let's not play that.
Cunt, 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 cunt.
Let's see. They did a song.
The whole world is Madge. Have you seen that?
This is
kind of scary.
This is these guys with Angie Stone. I don't like it.
Where are some people? Oh, here we go. Like, there's a car. I'm looking for people.
How about something from the '60s, Dave?
Yeah, I like, you know, the '60s.
You know what? Let's play the Does Adam Have It in His iTunes game? Go. 60s, 70s, 80s.
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah. No, I'm waiting for the listeners to call in. But
they're not
waiting.
Playing and calling. I could call you on your cell phone and play a listener.
60s, 70s, 80s.
And
what,
you know what? You
what
can, like,
play
pretend.
No.
60s, 70s.
Just anything. What's going to make a song?
Karma Chameleon by Boy George.
No, I can guarantee you almost.
You don't have that one. Name Ron Bloom. Ron Bloom. Name a song from the 60s or 70s.
Let's see if I have it
that
in my
you
iTunes.
Hear.
From the 60s or 70s?
Yeah. And that you don't mind getting sued over him
playing. But it'll be low res.
Yeah, it'll be low res.
It'll be low res.
You know what I say? There's no res like low res.
You only play, like, have a seat. You only play, like 3 bars, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you guys know fun. I'll just play some shit.
Play something, yeah. So this is how we do it, Ron. This is it. This is the magic.
This is the magic.
This is the podcast, man.
The podcast environment.
This is it.
This is the mic.
This is the dorm room podcast
that
situation.
That was either a microphone.
Or a butt plug. Yeah, we've been through that.
Small utilitarian stimulation device.
What's the time on the thing there?
31 minutes.
31. So we should go like another 5 minutes.
Yeah, not too much longer. Yeah. Okay, then I'll have to play.
In my white
room.
Bring it on.
Listen how bad this industry is, really. It's like completely compressed. Oh no, we've got to play. It's Friday.
Oh.
That's what we got to play.
Morning, how about I smoke two joints?
What?
I smoked 2 joints before I smoked 2 joints, and then I smoked 2 more?
I don't have that.
Yeah, I'll send
dead,
it to you.
Dead skunk line in the middle of the road?
I have that. I like Friday on My Mind, though. That was good. Play that. And while you're doing that, I'll get you I smoked 2 joints.
Okay.
Mellow Yellow?
Well, that's actually some more.
See me, hear me?
Mellow Yellow? Donovan?
Yeah.
I bet I have Donovan.
I have Donovan.
I bet you I have Donovan. They call it Mellow Yellow. Oh, fuck. Of course I don't. Do I have some other stuff from the Mellow category?
Music.
I probably have the Universal Soldier.
Oh, that's a sucky song.
That's horrible.
Yeah. That's likely to get you depressed. So who was it? Was that Peter Tosh?
What's going on? What's
Bob Marley? It was Bob Marley.
I've Legalized It.
That's a good one.
What's going down? What was that one? Crosby, Stills.
That was Crosby, Stills.
What's that sound?
Too late.
Everybody
too late.
Look.
It's going round. Stop, baby. What's the sound?
Stills, right?
No, that was...
Wait, let's sing it now.
Stop, hey, what's
that
sound?
What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Didn't work. I didn't get it.
Yeah, but who the fuck was that?
Mm-hmm. This would
you know, you really have to play.
Okay.
Sly.
And the Family Stone?
Oh, yeah. Because that shit rocks.
This is a good time to launch Google Desktop Search, folks.
I don't have Sly.
Oh, man,
you believe that shit?
I thought you had everything. That's stupid.
I feel bad. Do not have any Sly.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
I might have Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
With Al Cooper.
Some Blood, Sweat, and Tears for you, everybody. Can you name it?
That is,
You make me so incredibly happy.
That's,
You can't stump me. I'm very good at this.
Oh, I can't stump you. Oh,
sorry.
Oh, the gauntlet has been thrown. All right,
thanks a lot.
No, but it's a good game. Here, hold on.
Yeah, but you gotta, like, play fair.
Okay.
I know. know it.
No, no, no. Wow,
I thought you were right, but you weren't.
It's the same note.
Play it. I give up. Saw the version of Hang On Sleepy was weird today. Oh,
yeah,
yes, there,
yeah,
there,
yeah.
The day before
yeah. It was the third. It was the, okay. Yeah, but this one. Oh, sorry.
That was wild. Give me the money.
Did you hear it? Did you hear it?
Oh shit.
You know it.
We need some more though.
Okay.
Oh, it's both
down. No. Oh, come on.
Come on.
He's got a humongous cock.
The old town
looks the same. Tom Jones, Green Green Grass at Home.
That
this is from like your era.
That is an oldie.
Thanks a lot. I was talking to him about brownie cameras. Right? Yeah, do you ever have a brownie camera?
Oh, yeah.
This is also a nice one.
Oh, there goes my reputation.
You don't know this?
Can I say she's a walking away?
Tim Hardin? How can we hang on to a dream? Didn't you plan some Stax records wrong?
Yeah, but not that.
Oh, I told my source code listeners about The Princess.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't get
looking for two joints, because that's how this one has to end.
Yeah. Okay, but you don't have it.
I do. Alright, just have to go look for it.
Okay. Well, this is totally the dorm room version because I think we communicated nothing.
Yeah.
No, we talked about the directory. That was good.
Well, it wasn't about communicating shit.
True.
It was more about ambiance. Mrs. Robinson.
And Dave Moyer.
I got that one.
Hi, and welcome, everybody. This is the fucking Madge. Listen to Guess the Song contest. All right. Ron Bloom.
I got one.
Ron Bloom, nice Jewish boy from Atlanta. What song is this?
I have no idea.
No lo sé. I think I fell asleep before you. Oh, Major Tom. Oh.
That doesn't count, I guess. So you get the actual.
Oh, Leroy Brown.
Nope.
Shit.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, wow. Wow, I haven't heard that in ages.
That's gotta be way
that one died. 60s. That one officially has never been played. I got some good. Can I mail it to you?
Yeah. No, Skype it to me. Hold on. Let me log on so everyone can immediately start sending me authorization requests.
And you can send them the song.
It's a stereo, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
the mic?
No. It's a conference room mic.
Okay. I'm up.
I don't see you.
I see you. He let me call you.
Or I am me.
Did you receive? No.
Why don't I upload it to my gems folder? Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Hey, everybody.
All right. Send me the file.
Send me a shrubbery.
Okay. Here's another one while we're waiting for that.
Wait a minute. I don't know how to reach you there.
Send the
man,
file.
I am missing every.
How?
There's a send file button.
Where are?
On Skype.
You're not enabled, my friend. You're still grayed out.
Yeah, but I feel enabled. I see you.
First, you have to get validated before you can feel enabled.
You see the message?
You need Dr. Phil. Well.
You just click on me.
I heard something. Oh, there we go. Hold on. All right, good. You can stop now. Alright, so now I just drag the fucking file on there, eh?
I don't know. Is that how you do it? Does he normally do it?
It's Bob Marley.
Okay, there's a send file option, though.
You can only send files who have auth- to people who have authorized you.
You're authorized.
You need to authorize me.
You're authorized. How do I authorize you?
I got the same fucking message again.
How do I authorize you?
By this time, you could have, like, sneaker netted it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is so fucking...
Don't go away. Don't go away.
Request authorization.
I'm going to upload it to a server.
Wait, here. Request authorization.
Through your machine.
Request authorization from me.
I have to request authorization.
Yeah, just do it.
How do I do that?
Under contact. Put your cursor on me. I didn't make it. I didn't make the fucking program.
This is so fucking humiliating.
It is. About as bad. Eloise? Never heard of Eloise?
Who's the artist?
Barry. What the fuck is his name? I lost it now.
I thought we were gonna go into like Crack and Rose.
Oh, I fooled around the world.
Bye?
For the love guy.
Yeah, Elvin Bishop. Actually,
that's
Mickey, Mickey Thomas sang it. You should know.
Yeah, road,
yeah. Dutch guys.
Dutch guys.
Yeah.
ABBA.
No. ABBA. They're not Dutch.
Cheap
Trick is not Dutch.
What's the fucking name of the song?
Yeah.
Radar Love.
Yeah, Ron Blue.
What do you think?
Radar Love.
Radar Love. Yeah.
Golden Earring. By the way, I have the right to play this song, by the way. Bill Pacota gave me the right. Yeah. Anything he owns, I can play on my show.
He owns everything, doesn't he?
Another radar lover's gone.
I've been driving all night. My hand's wet on the wheel. No, we don't want to play that.
That was good. I love that. I don't know what it is.
This was a very important record. This was the first record where rock and rap came together.
Aerosmith and what's his face?
Run DMC.
DMC.
Yeah. It's the album version, of course. So, Dave?
Yeah, I got
this
it.
This century?
It's uploaded. You have the URL. That was a live version of Scarborough Hill.
Forever.
That no, was.
By Simon Garfunkel. Exactly. I
Where do I find it?
It's it open up your Skype instant messaging window, schmucko. Or go to.
Got it.
This is the penultimate Friday afternoon, Friday evening, 6 o'clock. Knock off work song.
It's all. What's that song? Why don't we get drunk and screwed? That's the best one.
This is pretty much that song.
Most excellent. Okay, we're sucking it in from Dallas.
Bob Marley, everybody.
I smoke two joints in the afternoon.
All right, we should end this.
Actually, that was the song that they played on K-Fog every Friday night. That was the...
Really?
Yeah. They got away with it too.
So, will you turn off your polar bits?
Oh, polar bits. Well, let's say goodbye to everybody. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
We'll see y'all real soon. Hey, yeah. Maybe we'll do a next trade, another trade secrets before the end of the year. You know, what do you think?
To keep up with our
schedule. check out the website, because we're gonna have some movies for you. Okay, everybody. Okay, Ron,
bye-bye.
You want to say goodbye?
See you later.
That's Ron Bloom.